Damsels and Damson Jam. Written by Ardent Intoxication. Read by Black Glass. It starts as a normal get-together, with tea and crumpets and scones and plum jam and little chocolate wafers. They prattle on about the weather and the economy and normal princessy things. At least until Aurora says, "Philip wants me to tie him up." Snow White gasps. "What? Why?"
"Don't even tell me," says Meg, rolling her eyes. "He wants you to dress as Maleficent, too."
Aurora nods.
"Knew it."
"I don't see what the problem is," says Esmeralda. She sips her tea and tries not to think of the dirt smudges she's leaving on the velvet cushions. "Phoebus and I tie each other up all the time. Sometimes we play Furlough's spies caught sneaking into the Court of Miracles, and other times—"
"I just don't see why," sniffs Snow White, her pale cheeks blushing red. "We never do anything unusual.
Unless—" she drops her voice to a whisper.
"Does spanking count?"
Jasmine nods. "Yes, it does. Not that Aladdin likes doing that. He says he was hit enough as a kid, and never wants to do it to someone else, especially not someone he loves." She giggles. "But sometimes we break out my old slave girl outfit." "Eugene likes surprising me," says Rapunzel, and she says it with such a normal expression, Aurora just has to laugh. "I wish Adam would do that with me," says Belle, nibbling on a scone. "I mean, vanilla is nice, and—" she fans herself. "He's really good at it. And he's so sweet. But sometimes I wonder if he could be a bit more—" she tries to think of the proper word.
"Beastly," says Meg.
"Exactly." "I think Shang might be bi," says Mulan, holding her fan in front of her face. "I caught him checking out Ling the other week."
"No duh," says Meg. "Honestly, you didn't figure it out after he liked you as a guy?"
"John and I both are," says Pocahontas. "Sometimes we invite Thomas and Nakoma over and—"
"Trade."
"Do you think we could try that?" asks Mulan.
"Where do you live again?"
She starts writing Pocahontas's address on her arm. Snow White turns to Meg.
"What about you? You seem like you know a lot." "Oh, Herc and I are completely vanilla," says Meg. "Don't like getting roughed up much anymore. Not after Hades. And he tears through any ties I could put on him."
She grins.
"But I do make a very good damsel in distress."
The end. Thanks for listening.